Hello, everyone. Well, I'm in the car. I am heading to the airport. Got a long day of flying. Unfortunately, there's not a real easy way to get to Helena, Montana, but I am going to be speaking at a women's Catholic conference there. I am super excited. I've never been to Montana. And I just thought about how different, yet similar, my life is. I do not know what I would do if I did not have this podcast, my YouTube channel, my ministry, sharing everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the shameful, the lies, right? All of it. Because I truly feel like I'm walking with you. And I want to say thank you to people who listen to the Holy Spirit and send me an email or reach out and comment on a YouTube channel or a YouTube video, I should say, or any way that you have reached out to me, maybe it's even in Facebook Messenger, it is amazing because it does help me a lot to know that, hey, there are real people out on the other side of this phone that I'm always talking into or that I'm always doing videos for, and it is incredible. I was amazed at how many comments I got on the video that I did in Tennessee where I was basically showing, okay, this is kind of the plan now. And that's what I want to talk about today. How our lives can change in little ways and in massive ways. Obviously, when my father died and 27 days later my husband died, my dad died on Christmas, my husband died on January 27th. I had no idea how different my life could be in an instant, a literal instant. And yet, I was never mad at God. I just said, okay, this is your will. I do not know what you want me to do here. I remember I was so freaked out that I didn't even pray for probably 4 days. And that was when I knew I needed to pray. So if something little is happening in your life where you're just, that wasn't what I planned on, God. That is not at all what I was expecting. It could be a little thing, could be a medium thing, could be a massive thing. So what we have to do is give it to God. Give every emotion that isn't of God to Him. What does that mean? Give Him your anger. Give Him your resentment. Give Him your sadness. A lot of people came to me and said, hey, you need to feel the emotions. And you know what? You do, but you don't. For me, yes, I was sad. Yes, I cried and cried and cried. I still cry. I mean, today I was cleaning up videos on my phone so that I could free up some space. And I've kept this one video of Jeff and me. Man, here I go. Of Jeff and me at, we were in Mexico. And it was this beautiful trip that I honestly did not relax on. There was something about that trip that I just couldn't unplug. But my husband did, because we had, what, almost 2 weeks there? And he said it was exactly what I needed, even though he got up every morning and went on to his computer and worked for a couple of hours. It was good for him. He totally unplugged. And so there was one time when we were out to eat at a restaurant, and I just took a video and I said, what do you think about the trip? And so I can hear him talking, and he's talking to me, you know? So I keep that video on my phone, and I don't know if I should keep it on my phone. Because every time I look at it, I get sad. And I shouldn't be sad in this situation because of the prayers and of all of you, because of all the masses that I had for him. I know, plus he visited me, plus he came to me in my dream when I asked him. None of this could happen if he was in hell. And all I care about is that he is saved. I don't even care if he's in the lowest level of purgatory. As long as he's not in hell and one day he's going to be in the beautiful kingdom of God, I'm cool with that. So it's helpful. I mean, it's survival for me to not get swept away in the sadness. So if there's anything that's happened to you that, again, is not your plan, give him those emotions that aren't joy and love and peace, and accept the cross or the change in plans that has been given to you. I don't want you to pray to lose the cross, because there's a reason you have it. The reason I had my cross, I believe, was so that Mary could take me to Jesus after my dad and Jeff pulled on her blue mantle for so long that she would heal me. Heal me from my alcohol, heal me from my pot. I still to this day am amazed at how fast that happened. If you remember, my plan. Now remember, my plan. Me was to give up alcohol and pot, which you guys didn't know at the time, for Lent. And Jeff knew this, but at the end of Lent, I was going to try and do it occasionally and casually. And it's funny because I just got my hair cut on Wednesday, and I was sharing all of this with my beautician. And she says, oh my gosh, Kendra, these have been the things that you, the little demons that you have been battling since I've known you. And I've known her for 10, 12 years. I said, I know. Isn't that amazing? And she's like, so you're never going to drink again? You're never going to smoke pot again? I'm like, I have zero desire to ever do it. And she said, that is amazing. I said, it's not me. Because I wanted to do it casually. And there is obviously things with my life that casual and, you know, every now and then doesn't really happen. I mean, when you drink every night, how does that become casual? If it's just one or two, okay, maybe that'll work. But I was sharing with her how much time I have now. That I am amazed. I have actually gone for a 2-hour walk at 8 o'clock at night. I know my mom is probably listening and thinking, I don't want you out there in the dark, and I get it, but my neighborhood's wonderful and safe, and I've got wonderful walking paths that, you know, back up to people's houses, and I'm close enough. But I love it. I love the fact that my day doesn't end until my head hits the pillow. And I could work out. Because my day used to end at 5, when the wine would be poured and the bong would be smoked. Ugh, I just can't even tell you how different it is. And it wasn't my plan. But we have to look at how God is doing good in our life or in the people's lives around us. You know what I'm saying? So I look at how this has changed me. But I also know that other people are impacted by this. My brother, who still drinks, both of my brothers who still drink, I know look at me and think something. I don't know what they think, but I know that my lifestyle is impacting every single person who knew me the other way. So there's such sanctification in my soul, in my life, in my mind, my body, my soul, everything. I should say it opposite. My soul, my mind, and my body. That it's also sanctification for other people. Now, I don't want to have anyone feel weird hanging out around me. That's one thing that I worry about. Because I've drastically changed in these two ways. I just want people to love me. For me, and I love them for them, and if they drink, they drink. If they don't, they don't. If they get wasted, they get wasted, and, you know, I'll get up the next day, and I won't have a hangover, and I'll work out, and I'll take care of myself. It's such a different life, but again, it wasn't my plan. Let me go another direction. Hello, I built the place down in Tennessee. My husband and I were going to finish it, as most of you know, but there are new listeners all the time. And I don't know what I'm doing. I still haven't heard back from the builders for the quote on the house to see what it would be to finish it, nor have I heard back for the quote on the retreat home. So I patiently wait, and I just check the box of the things that I need to get done. So I know that the very next thing is the electric. So yesterday, I was picking out ceiling fans and lights and stuff that is going to be installed next. This week, when I get back from my trip, I'm going to be home. And then the next week, I'm heading back down. And I have a feeling this is how it's going to be for a while. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Which is okay. I mean, it's fun to be down there, but I cannot wait to actually sleep in the house and be in the house. And again, it's very different to be there by myself, to not drive without my husband. It's very, very different. But this is my life. And it doesn't serve me to wallow in sadness and despair, because God wants me to move forward and suffer with joy. This is the deal. Think about the saints, everyone. They used to beat themselves and, you know, chastise themselves and sacrifice and fast because they were doing it for sinners. So this is my process now. When I feel sad, or when I have those moments of that, oh, my old life, I offer it up to Jesus and I ask him to apply it. So this is what I say. Lord, I give this to you through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Please do whatever you will with this offering so that it can be applied to the reparation of sinners. Maybe it can be applied to my own life, but I just give it to them to say, this is my suffering and I'm offering it to you. So maybe if something is going on in your life where your paths have turned, your plans have changed, offer it up. Make it meritorious. Give it to God to make someone else find him, right? I mean, we should always be praying for the reparation of sinners, those who don't know God, those who are looking to the world to give them that happiness and that acceptance and that love, that peace, that joy that truly only comes from God. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you have called us out of the world. So help us to be Christ-like when our plans change, when dreadful things happen to us, when we lose loved ones, when our life takes a 180, help us to accept it and to know that good will come out of it if we give it to you and we show everyone in our lives our faith and how we can live with joy in times of suffering. Lord, everyone who is listening has disappointments in life. But one day, maybe those disappointments will be blessings, because when they look back, they would be like, oh, I'm so glad that prayer wasn't answered. So help us to, again, trust you, even though we don't know what you are doing in our lives. And help us to live with joy no matter what. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, give us more faith. Now we're going to pray for all of the people who have departed before us, those poor souls in purgatory by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All right, one more thing for those of you who are on my YouTube channel and have subscribed. I usually have a Saturday with Kendra. So what I'm going to do is record my talks. This aligns with my Mary and Rosary series, if you will. I know that last Saturday it was Zachary King, but I still have yet to interview him for part three, in case all of you are wondering what happened to that Satanist and the real details and how he was converted. Stay tuned. I still have to schedule that. I haven't heard back from him. Okay, but I will bring you all of the amazing miracles and the struggle that I had coming to Mary. I had a huge problem coming to Mary. Alrighty, everyone. I'm going to leave you because I'm almost at the airport. Pray for safe travels if you find it in your heart. I pray for you during my rosary every day. And I just want to say thank you so much for walking this journey with me, because I love you and I am so grateful to hear from you. And I am just, it helps me too. So please know that this isn't a one-way street. I need you. And I hope that you need me, because we're not meant to walk this journey alone. We're supposed to walk it together with spiritual companions. And what I think is so amazing is how we can use this technology and social media and even YouTube, the censoring pillar of the world, for good and for sharing truth and for loving one another and walking with one another. It's just so great. And some of you I've never even met, and I consider you great friends. So thank you. I'm praying for you. God bless you today. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. Remember, give up any of your negative feelings about the changes that are happening in your life that you either don't want, didn't expect, or just happened. I don't even know. Okay, now someone was about ready to cut me off, so I got a little bit distracted. Okay, shouldn't be doing this in the car anyway. Okay, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a blessed and inspired day.